Chapter 1. Technically, I was grown. I shouldn't have had to go along with my parents' ridiculous plans, but I was still in high school, so here we were. It was my senior year, and instead of finishing at Wesley High with my friends, like I planned, I would be transferred to some farmland out in the middle of Louisiana. Calling the city we were relocating to farmland was probably an exaggeration, but that was what it sounded like when my mom described it. Cobblestone streets? Who still did that? If I wanted to travel back to the 1800s, I would have built a damn time machine. To say I was heated would be an understatement. Why are we doing this again? I asked as I begrudgingly carried the final box from my room down the stairs and to the U-Haul. My mom gave me a tired smile. Your father and I thought it would be a good idea to start over somewhere new. I scoffed. The only one who would be starting anything new was me, and we all knew it. Last night, my parents had their latest argument about Dad texting back and forth with some chick he had saved in his phone under Burger Barn. They attempted to keep their voices low for my sake, but didn't do a great job of it. I didn't know why Mom put up with the drama. Get a divorce already, I wanted to scream. They surely weren't staying together for me. The past few years of their marriage had been tumultuous at best. I crossed my arms and steeled myself to start a disagreement with Mom, but when I noticed the exhaustion in her features and the hopeful expression in her eyes, I let it go. I loved my mom, both of my parents, and in an ideal world, I would want them to stay together. Maybe this move would do us some good. Hell, it better bring some results since we were moving hundreds of miles away from everything I'd ever known. I hoped the kids at my new school weren't stuck up. I was coming in as a senior, so I probably wouldn't have to deal with too much drama, but you never knew. Dad planned to drive the U-Haul with his car attached to the back of it, while Mom and I opted to ride in her car. They were already starting this move off on the wrong foot. When I made the suggestion that I drive Mom's car so they could bond with one another, Dad immediately shot it down. Absolutely not, Naya, he frowned. Why not? I whined. Because you're just a kid. You can't drive that long of a distance by yourself. We won't risk it. I didn't bother to look at Mom to see if she would consider my idea, since the entire move was her feeble attempt at saving our family in the first place. She would only agree with Dad and continue to walk on eggshells like she had been since the day they announced this move. Here goes nothing, I thought, putting in my earbuds and reclining my seat, then closing my eyes so my mom would know I had no intentions of speaking to her during the ride. A nap and a few rest stops later, we arrived in Bordeaux, Louisiana. Mom took a few side streets, then traveled down a long road that had waist-high grass and guardrails on each side. I curled my lip in disgust. This place already looked like the farmland I dreaded seeing. About halfway through the long road, we came across a huge building. I stared at it as we passed, catching the sign that was affixed to the barbed wire fence. Bordeaux Behavioral Hospital, I read, then turned to Mom, whose eyes were glazed over from the long drive. I swore we were passing a prison. Huh? She blinked as she realized I said something. I sucked my teeth. Nothing, Mom. I focused back on the road as we made another turn. A few streets later, we hit the infamous cobblestones that Mom had raved about when she tried to get me excited about being ripped from my besties. Speaking of Tashe and Ziana, I needed to FaceTime them ASAP. A girl could only take so much of her friend's absence before she went insane. Would I make new friends at the school I was assigned to? I hope so, or my final year of high school would be ruined. Prom graduation, gone in flames. I sucked my teeth again at the thought. Oh, come on, Naya. It's not that bad. Look at the agriculture. Isn't it pretty? She gestured for me to see the funky-ass flowers and greenery we were now passing. I couldn't front that whoever had chosen the arrangements of the plants had a gift, but I was still pissed, so I said nothing. Mom stopped trying to convince me I would like this place, but I knew it was only temporary. I turned to look behind us and Dad was still there. My emotions shifted towards sadness as I contemplated how I would feel if this move did nothing and my parents split up. I acted like I wanted them to go ahead and get a divorce, but in my heart of hearts, I knew I would be devastated if they did. At the same time, the only thing I feared more than them separating was them staying together. Their fight stressed me to the nth degree. Little did I know, though, my parents and their problems would soon become the least of my worries.